The religions of the world don't look at the tithe that they receive as a gift. They look at it as a payment. And those who cannot pay their tithe more than often do not pay their creditors. Now, what if someone has their own business? They tithe on their income that they get from the business, and they tithe on the profit they earn within the business itself. Now, many clever people make tithing shelters, and they will only pay themselves out of their own business just a little bit, and the rest go for business expense, like the rent and the food and everything, a tithing shelter so they don't have to give much tithe. Finally, their conscience will come up and hurt, and they will straighten out their methodology. Others are happy to tithe for tax reasons, because they save on taxes. And they figure out right to the penny, right to the rupee, how much tax they save by how much they tithe. That's not the spirit of tithing. Our organization, Devotees Tithe, the Singaporeans or the Malaysians get no tax benefits from tithing. They tithe because of their heart, and therefore the punyam comes back to them, the good merit for that. So we can see it is a spiritual practice, not an intellectual practice. There are those who have taken a pledge to do the tithing practice, which is called in Sanskrit dasamamsha. And they use God's money for 2 or 3 months to get interest or to pay debts. And then finally they gather together and tithe with a great effort. Bargaining and manipulating in that way is not the spirit of dasamamsha.